Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo. Many years with the editorial page, The Wall Street Journal. Central America, Panama City, built by, created by Teddy Roosevelt and subsequent presidents until transferred to sovereign state in the late 20th century. And now, the Secretary of State, newly confirmed Mr. Rubio, in a trip to Central America, called upon Panama City and met with President Mulino. The results emerging from that are, one, Panama will move to void the Belt and Road commitment that it's made, immediately void it. Two, Panama will no longer charge U.S. warships for passing through the canal that the U.S. built. And three, there is a suggestion in Bloomberg reporting in these last hours that Panama is considering canceling the port deal with Hong Kong firm Hutchinson and Ports, which is owned by a Chinese well-to-do man living in Hong Kong, a multi-billionaire. But it is impossible to believe that the Chinese Communist Party doesn't influence decisions made at Hutchinson's port. There may be more coming, but that is enough to describe a triple win. Did you expect this, Mary, when you heard about Mr. Rubio's embassy to Panama City?
I didn't, and kudos to Secretary Rubio for getting these wins, although I think the devil will be in the details, John. What does it mean that he's withdrawing from Belt and Road? Does that mean that he's stopping all projects that were started with funds already accepted? Does it mean that he's going to take the unprecedented step of recognizing Taiwan? We haven't seen that with other nations that have terminated agreements with China. They don't want to offend any further, and so they don't take that extra step. So we'll see. But I think it's safe to say that this was a successful trip for the secretary, his first trip abroad, significant that he went to Latin America. And in terms of the Panama Canal, as the major superpower in the hemisphere, as the nation that is protecting the free movement of goods and people, I'm delighted that President Trump is focusing on this problem and Chinese infiltration to key strategic waterways and geographies that are close to us. It is, as we talked about in the last episode, very long overdue. And I think that Secretary Rubio will be a great interlocutor for our counterparts in Central and South America as someone, of Cuban descent, who speaks fluent Spanish, who's focused on the region in his time in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I think he's uniquely suited to address the problem of China in this hemisphere and beyond.
I mentioned that China has so far responded to these announcements in a muted fashion. There were statements out of the Chinese Foreign Ministry within these last hours saying that the sovereignty of Panama should be respected. This was about the time that Mr. Rubio was arriving or the announcements were made. But it wasn't quite full volume wolf warrior. Is China intimidated, Mary? Are they backing off? Are they slipping in their ability to deliver a counterpunch immediately and make a propaganda point?
So it's an opaque totalitarian regime, so we can only make our best guess. But we do know that the Chinese economy is deflating, their property market has collapsed, they're in great economic distress. We know that General Secretary Xi Jinping has a middle school education. He knows one way only, and that is to assert control, which is only deepening their problems. So it could be that he just doesn't want to engage in a conflict at a moment in time when he's managing domestic turmoil and he's also trying to build up his military externally. It could also be that Xi Jinping is thinking about the first Trump term and how he wrapped up the administration in years of talks, which gave him time to build up his power and influence in his military in the form of the Phase One trade deal. Remember that? And the United States and our trade negotiators spent years working on that. The document was signed and China promptly ignored it. So he might think, well, gosh, maybe I'll do that again. Maybe I'll, you know, play nice and wrap these guys up in talks for years. Treasury and Commerce always want to do that under any administration. And that'll just give me, you know, more time to build up my military and my influence, both at home and in my near abroad and beyond. I hope that's not the case. But I wasn't surprised by the muted response, because I think it's to the benefit of Beijing that they do so.
Right on time, we have a new headline from Bloomberg. This is U.S. edition. China's careful reply to Trump tariffs shows it has more to lose. China put tariffs on a sliver of goods compared to Trump targets. They didn't escalate, Mary. I was struck by that because they've known this is coming. She wants a deal. Is that the way to read this? He wants to deal with Trump directly.
I'm not sure that he wants a deal in so much as he wants the process of putting a deal together. Because if he can wrap Washington up in trade talks, make them believe that they're achieving something, then the hope is that that will distract us from all of the other immensely aggressive and threatening moves that they're making against the United States and our interests, not least of which, John, is Salt Typhoon, Volt Typhoon, and other hacks that are deeply alarming. It is deeply alarming that the Chinese Communist Party hacked the Treasury Department, is deeply embedded in our public utilities, in our network infrastructure, and it's ongoing. And so I think, you know, wrapping us up in talks and having us, you know, kind of ignore all of the other aggressive things that they're doing, that would be a big win for China if they can do that. So that's how I read the intent here. It's not to play nice for sake of it or because they really want a deal. It's because they're trying to figure out how to maneuver to buy themselves time.
Meanwhile, the European Union, the other players on the map, are watching all this with puzzlement and despair, I believe is one way to talk about it. The response from Brussels that I enjoyed most was, they're considering new regulatory mandates about artificial intelligence because they want a trustworthy AI in Europe. Mary, are they in the game? I can't tell sometimes. They seem to be floating above us all, disgusted with our humanity.
Yeah, it's incredible that the Europeans haven't figured out Trump's MO after observing him for 4 years. If you want to you know, make nice with the president, you have to present him with a deal and ideas, and he'll happily negotiate with you. As for AI, John, I was just talking to a bunch of energy executives earlier this week, and they were laughing at the idea that Europe or the UK can become an AI powerhouse simply because they don't have the energy infrastructure to power the data centers that they would need to do any kind of AI innovation. So just count them out. You know, the two places where AI innovation is happening are the places that are devoting national resources and energy resources to developing it, namely the United States and Communist China.
And the competition is on, and good for the winner. But there is no reason to believe that Europe's in this game, none whatsoever. It's very odd, given that that's where we come from. And so you would think that the spirit of adventure remained behind. Same people, couple hundred years difference. Mary Kissel, editorial page of the Wall Street Journal once upon a time. After that, traveling as a senior advisor to the Secretary of State. She's been to all these capitals. I just read about them. And now the Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it. and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.